Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is later than usual for me. This is not early break, which is 6 to 8. This is old school, 4 to 6. I'm Jake Sorensen in for DP. I got Jay Foreman here. We got Nick hanging out. And we got a lot to talk about today because me and Jay, if you listen to this show ever, when I pop in on different occasions, we usually are fighting about something. And this could be a two-hour fight today. People might like that, Jay.
Why is that? Why is that,
we
man?
Tend to be rivals on certain things. We have a golf bet going that we have not taken to the course yet. We have rival NFL teams that do not like each other.
It's not a rival when you get swept. So just pause right there. This is the problem. You need to stay in your lane. Understand?
I'm in my lane.
The ramifications of some of the things you say, and you just don't like that you're angry all the time. You're a decent-looking young man, got good energy. You just wake up in the morning on the wrong side of the bed.
I'd like to learn more about this because, Jake, every day Jake comes in here, yeah, right about 3:55, if I'm still in the office, he says, oh, there's angry Jake over there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I certainly have been beaten down by a lot of losing in this Nebraska sports culture on the men's side. The women's teams are doing great. We'll get to that later on in the show.
Right.
But why, Jay, do you claim – did I wake up angry and am angry every day? What is the proof of this?
It's the proof is in the pudding. I everywhere I go, I could be at Hy-Vee.
Okay, here we go.
The doctor's office, everywhere. Everybody's like, man, you know, you over at the ticket every once in a while. I'm like, yeah, what's up? And they're like, what's up with that dude that's in the morning? That Jake dude. Jake Sorensen.
The handsome man, you mean?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay.
And I was like, I don't know why. What's up? They were like, man, he just wakes up and all his takes, he's just so angry about everything coming through the microphone. So, you know, I have to sometimes I catch you guys if I'm on the way somewhere at the airport or something. I was like, dang, you know.
You text
angry.
Sip and say, hey, why is
I got
Jake
put
so
Sip
angry?
In check, you know, the Cookie Monster. I got put him
why,
in check.
Why is he the Cookie Monster?
He sounds like the Cookie Monster.
I don't know what that even means.
You ever never listened to the Cookie Monster
Sesame
Street? That's
yeah.
What Sip is. I think that's what I called him, the Cookie Monster.
I don't know where that comparison comes to or that voice description.
I had something. I forget what it is, but, you know, you guys are just – you know, you guys are up early, so I get it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
You guys
why don't
are up
you try 6 to 8 a.m. and see if you're in a good mood at that point?
I am. I'm up at 4 o'clock every morning. I could do 6 to 8.
Yeah, could you?
Matter of fact, maybe I need to pop up on you guys
Why don't you pop in sometime?
Yeah, like a Pop-Tart.
And we'll
see, here's the problem. You guys don't answer the text line, don't answer the phone. And
that
then
was
so
one
hold
time.
Up. And then you would have me outside at like 6:30 not getting in, and then I just wasted my time driving over here and being up.
No, that's not true. You called in one time ever after the Bills beat the Dolphins. We had a producer gone that day, and so I couldn't take the phone call. I was busy talking on the air. And so you claim to say we avoided your phone call, which if this
for
is
two
any,
hours.
If this was, no, you called one time. If this was any other day and you called, I take that call. I put you on the air. I take you know the pain for what was, at that point, a 35-0 loss for the Dolphins.
Yeah,
week
it
two.
Was a shellacking.
And I move on.
Yeah, I mean.
But you claim that this one ever time – means I never answer the phone or take your call. And that's just simply not true. And that's just not angry. I'm not angry.
Look at pie-eating Paul over there. He even shook his head.
Nick is eating cheesecake across the glass.
Cheesecake Charles over there. So, yeah, that's where it comes from, man. You know, everywhere I go, people ask you, what's up with this Jake dude, man? You're so edgy. But you know what? It needs it. You know, Nebraska needs some edge in Lincoln,
thank
right?
Thank you.
Provide the edge.
I'd like to know, listeners out there, 464-5685, you can call or text. Do you agree with Jay that I tend to have an angry feel to me, that I'm angry, Jake? Nebraska went 3-9 in football. I'm allowed to be angry. They are 5-7 in basketball.
I think people think that you're angry because you are the king of the blanket statement.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not a way to live your life, young man.
I'm not denying that.
Are you even 30 years old yet?
I am 30. 30 years and 7 months.
Okay, so you're not even really 30 years. You're just kind of just a new 30. That's not how you need it. You're just statement type of guy.
You lose
a couple games, it's over.
Well, yeah, I'm a Dolphins fan.
Don't bring your problems. Your problems are Jake problems. They're not the rest of our sweet little ear, dovey ear Nebraska people's problems.
Dovey eared.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta have what is it, white gloves approach with something. People just, man, they just can't handle it. You have a big city approach into a small city.
What's wrong
audience.
With that? What is wrong with that?
Do you?
I think this is a compliment right now. I appreciate that, Jay. Thank you.
You might be trying to diss me.
I'm taking it as a big compliment.
I'm not ever dissing you. I'm just giving you the layout, and you just go on accordingly. I don't have a problem with it because I can decipher through your anger. You know what I mean? I've heard it before.
We got some response saying, "What am I angry or am I something different?" Here's the text line response. I think this is a pretty accurate response.
You're picking and choosing.
I'm going to go all the way through.
Mainstream media, no, Jake over here.
One person says, "I agree with Jay." So I read that.
Okay, we got 1-0.
Okay, the next one. Brian T. says he's not angry. He's just high energy negativity.
Does that work? That works.
Is that better than angry?
You're high energy, and then if you got a negative thought, then it's like times 12. I get it. I like that. Was it Brian T?
That's Brian T.
Brian T. I like that.
Okay, how about this from Kip? Kip says, "I have played golf with Jake in the Ticket League. He's one of the most upbeat, positive guys on the course." Now, I'm going to deny that for a second. Kip, I must have been having a good day, because if I have a bad day, if I'm losing to Jay on the golf course,
you're easily,
clubs are thrown.
Oh, you're easily.
I'm throwing F-bombs out there.
You are just a mental midget when you come on the golf course.
I'm not scared of you on the course.
I'm not saying you'd be scared. I can guarantee if you have one bad hole or you start losing, I can just see you just walking off down the 500-yard fairway just talking to yourself. I can see that.
But the
difference when you talk to yourself, in like how bad you're doing negative. I talk to myself all the time because I'm the realest dude I know.
What happens if I'm up on you by 10 strokes? Are you going to be real to yourself or pissed saying, how am I losing by 10 strokes to Jake?
Because
right
I
now?
Know eventually that you will, urinate down your leg.
You're gonna wait for me to implode.
You will, because you self-talk yourself into it. When you do blanket statements, if you hit one bad shot, you're like, oh, I'm horrible, instead of saying, you know what, that was just a bad shot.
Well, I think I've gotten better at moving on from bad shots. I've certainly, when I was playing high school golf, if I had a bad shot,
so you
the round's
high
over.
School golf?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's wrong with that?
Well, it's going to hurt even more that somebody that just very
neutral.
No,
it's not going
to
hurt at all. You
it's
play a lot of golf now.
It'd be like you beating me at football. It would hurt me to my soul. Remember they did the pros versus Joes?
Yeah, I do remember.
So if we got out there and you took me deep two or three times, in a pass pattern, that would hurt my soul. I would question all my athletic prowess, all my athletic accomplishments because you took me deep. Or you did something to be – like if we did a one-on-one tackle drill and you shook me.
I'm not doing that.
Well, I'm just saying if that happened or it happened against a Joe, then I would have to question myself.
The only way I would take you on in football is if it's like a route running thing and there's
Jake,
no tackling
Jake,
involved.
Jake,
I don't
Jake,
want to tackle
Jake,
you.
Jake,
I don't want you to
Jake,
tackling me.
Jake, this is the problem here, okay?
I'm choosing
there
the rules.
There is no
I'm making the rules.
Way on God's beautiful green earth that you will ever – catch a pass on me.
What if I burn you deep?
That's what I'm saying. If
I'm
it
just
happened,
doing go route.
If it happened, then I would be questioning myself.
What if I got a great quarterback throwing me the ball? All it takes is me to get you 1 yard of separation. All of a sudden,
well,
I'm,
it ain't gonna be
I'm bragging
yard
in your
separation.
Face, homie.
No. I'm going to jam
I'm
you
dancing
up.
I'm in your face.
I'm going to Lester Hayes you at the line of scrimmage like no other.
Well, then I'll just take a 1 yard pass. No. Yeah, you can. I'll
it
just,
ain't happening.
I'll push off.
This, you better think of something else. You
I'll
better
push
go
off,
punt, pass,
deny.
Kick contest and hope I pull a hammy.
I'm going to push off and deny offensive pass interference, take my 2 yard gain and say, and just going to brag in your face. All it takes
you
is one
Michael,
catch,
you
Jay.
Go to Michael
it takes one
me?
Catch.
Yeah, I hear you. Just
you
take
said one. I don't care if it's deep, if it's oh, short, whatever it is. Here comes Rico.
Here comes Mars Blackman.
What's up?
There, there are so many fields that we can test this on once the weather gets nice enough, and
yeah,
I am 100% willing to
Jay
video
says
record.
I can't have one catch.
Jake,
I said there's no
I am
way.
Willing
Jake,
to record this.
There is nothing athletically that you're going to beat me in. Ice hockey, none of that. You're
okay,
beat
well,
me.
Hockey, I have no
I love
argument
this.
There.
Nothing.
You're from Minnesota. I don't do hockey. I don't
brothers
do skating.
Brothers weren't allowed to play hockey.
I don't
back
care.
Then.
You're from the state of Minnesota. I don't care what color
and
you
I would
are.
Be,
you're
and
better
I would
skater
be,
than
and
me.
And I would blow you up right through the – it'd be a body image of you right through the board.
I will never challenge anybody in anything skating or
I'm
hockey
so,
ever.
I am
never.
So down for this.
Never.
Jake, would you beat Jay at tennis?
Yes. Oh, 1,000%. You have no chance against me in tennis. No chance.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Game on.
I played Jake, leagues in this game, town.
Jake versus game. Jay.
I bet there's game. Listeners out there who have played
dude,
me that
this
know I
summer
have faults,
gonna be
but I'm a
so
good
fun.
Player.
Game on.
Jay, you will not be.
Dude, this summer is going to be so
on.
Fun. We're doing
oh.
it. It's going to be a whole series.
Game on.
Jake versus Jay.
You know who he is? You know who he is? He's John McEnroe.
I get angry.
Yeah, that's him right there.
But guess what?
So you then you just got to grow. You got to take Rico's fro, get you a little headband.
You're not getting my shirt
short
back.
Shorts oh. and pull your socks up and I then just that. Argue about
there
every
are,
call.
There are listeners out there. I guarantee I have played in different leagues in this town. That will say Jake has his he has his issues, but you better be good if you're going to beat me because
Jake,
I'm going to beat
you
with my
shirt. You are a young 30 years old, and people are going around saying Jake has his issues.
Well, on the court, no, not like.
I mean, are you? I mean,
no. I got a weak backhand. I got my net game's rough, but I got a great forehand and I got a great serve.
Okay.
And I'll admit that anybody who's played me can say, yeah,
okay.
Jake's serve is really good. The rest of his game, besides his forehand, is questionable. And I will admit, I will agree and say that's true.
Okay.
But you're not beating me in tennis.
Okay. Well, you just named the stipulations and you named the time.
Do you ever play? Do you play tennis ever?
There's nothing else to say. Considering I will be there.
If he's
who's
this,
taking who? Nick, are you taking me or Jay in tennis?
It doesn't
have,
matter what
have,
they say.
I have never seen either one of you play
I played,
tennis.
I played in tennis leagues.
I understand
what does
that.
That mean?
I've played
I
in golf
more
leagues.
More than you do.
Okay.
I've been in bowling leagues. Doesn't mean I'm any good.
I don't say I'm good at bowling. I could beat Jay in bowling.
Yeah,
but
you're just saying, you know, we said we haven't seen you in tennis.
Hold on. Okay, listen here. I've kind of moonlighted in here out of a great gesture for DP. So ever since I've been here, you guys have borderline bullied me with
oh
DP
my gosh.
And Nick.
Man.
Rico started out, then we had to have some conversations offline. So, you know, we got this thing going on. You know what I mean? We're cool now.
We good.
Now you just up here just saying, you going to beat me at bowling?
I feel good about
okay,
my chances
we're just gonna
here.
Have the Jay and Jake Olympics.
Yeah, we're gonna
and go get you a sponsor.
Yeah,
yes.
And I'm just gonna just strategically just rat a tat tat you that note you know what and every single thing.
Can
cricket,
we?
Volleyball, golf,
okay.
Tennis,
uh-huh.
Bowling. Just exclude football and basketball because we don't even want to do that, and we will not even go to boxing or MMA.
I mean, I kind of want to see Jay dunk on Jake.
How many sports? I'm not playing.
You just name it, Jake. Just name it, and I'll be there.
How about ping pong?
Like I said, name it and I'll be there.
I don't think you want me
listen
ping
here.
Pong.
When it was 60 below zero and a ton of snow, there was nothing to do in Minneapolis but play ping pong all day in my friend's garage.
That was like 20 years ago.
Okay.
30 years ago. Okay.
Muscle memory.
Yeah.
Jay, do you think you're mean to me?
No. I've helped you get out of your Pius X box there and understand there is more to life than what you've been accustomed to at Pius X.
All right.
So I've helped you. You know, you got a little bit of Uncle Jay and a little bit of ribbing.
He's expanded your horizons.
Right.
There's people on the text line that think that you're the get off my lawn kind of guy towards me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think we're fine. I think we got.
Yeah, you know what? At the beginning, I think I had to come in here and apologize because I was told I was too rough on you one day. I do remember that, and I apologize to you. I sincerely, I was like, oh, it was probably a little rough, you know, the second show or something like that.
Yeah. Now
usually, But then you and DP did a little Wonder Twin Powers activate on me, right? And I had to, you know, recoup myself and figure out what was what.
I just got a text saying that Jake is a cocky SOB. And I
you
know,
you
right
are,
now,
Jake,
listen,
you are cocky.
You're the one saying you're going to beat me in everything.
No,
how
I
is
didn't.
That not cocky?
No, I didn't say it. I just said.
I can't beat you in two sports, huh? Two?
No.
I'm giving you Jake. Football. I'm giving you basketball.
Ooh, hold on. Jay, this is directed to you.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Isn't just an unnamed texter? Isn't Jay like 50?
Oh, hello.
He and DP need to check themselves and realize that they're not what they used to be. Neither of them can run with the Young Bucks, but they talk a good game.
Hello.
Okay. Well, I'm not 50.
I did not text that, by the way. My phone's here.
I think Nick sent that over there.
No, I know. I'm in the contacts.
Right. And I did not text that.
So, unnamed texter.
I'm not.
You want the number?
Yeah, I don't think people realize that his number, his or her number's right here.
I'm not 50. No, I'm not 50. And if unnamed texter wants to come get some, I'm not hard to find. You can jump in here too and get it too.
We have a phone call.
And listen here, and just for practical purposes, if you want to see this 250 pounds move like never before, you can experience it,
dude. I can't wait for the Jake and Jay Olympics. Who's on the phone?
We have John.
All right, John. John, you're on old
Jonathan,
school.
Jonathan, what's up, man?
Go ahead, man.
Hey, guys. How's this going? This is great stuff, by the way. Okay. First of all, Jake, the reason why you're always mad is because you like the Dolphins. We're all Husker fans. We were all 3-9. We can be mad about that. But your reason is you are a Dolphins fan. And two, you are going to challenge Jay Foreman,
yeah,
a Husker linebacker, an NFL linebacker, an athlete. You may be a good golfer, but it's going to be a tall, tall challenge for you, buddy. Good luck. Keep up the great work, because this is a great show.
Thank you, John. I appreciate that. Why can't I challenge him in a sport I played my entire life? That's the question.
What have you played your entire life?
I played golf since I was six.
I'm not new to golf. You're just like, you just think just because you grew up on a golf course, you're just going to just roll out there and just beat me?
I'm giving you six shots here, man.
You're like, giving me six shots?
Yeah, I told you that. That's
and
always been the
bet. Then what's the stipulations? Because you already owed me a steak dinner.
For what?
The Dolphins getting blown out. We have that
was
on.
Was that a steak?
Yes.
I thought it was something else.
No, it was steak.
It
Outback. Was steak.
Okay.
Outback right there. That's one of my favorite places to
I'll
frequent.
Get you an Outback steak.
I love that.
I'm not backing down. I just forgot about it.
Yeah, you did. Magically, you forgot about it.
I'll get you an Outback steak.
Okay, then whatever you want to, you know, your little heart desires, those six strokes are going to, as you make the turn, you're going to be counting up your strokes.
I got a text from two different people saying they want to sponsor the Jay and Jake Olympics now.
Well, then let's go.
This has got to happen in 2022 at some point. Well, obviously, we got to wait a while because the golf courses, it's not snowing out, but we could do it.
But I know they have an indoor tennis facility on, like, 33rd and,
they got
Woods
indoor
isn't
tennis.
It like 33rd and O Street?
33rd, yeah. Yeah.
And we can go in there. We don't got to do it in the morning because I don't want you to be like, oh, it's too cold. I want you to be in there when you're nice and fresh, young man.
Yeah, well, same for you, man. I don't want any advantage for anybody. Just mano here.
I'll set betting odds. Who breaks the racket? Is it Jake minus 350?
Because of my pure strength or anger?
No, anger. Who smashes a racket first?
Oh, I'm not going to smash the racket. I'm going to be doing straight work.
You're going to be smashing when I've aced you like six straight times. Why can't I see that ball? It's going by too fast.
Jake, you think I can't cover ground? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying.
I mean, you just think
you think
just
you've seen
just...
a fast serve. I've got spin and pace on my serve.
Just let me know how long I have to do, how long I got to train, and I can guarantee I'm going to be ready. Guarantee I'm going to be ready.
This is from Mark. Says, is this going to be a monthly competition? Like, do we keep scores or video? Answer is yes to all of those. Yeah.
If it's going to be on video, there needs to be some sponsorship. This could be, because I'm not coming out of retirement know what I'm saying?
This could be an annual, a monthly thing. It's a full year. We have 12 sports. We do one every month. It's on video. It's sponsored. It's the J&J Olympics.
You can do that.
I'm in on this.
If this is what you wanted to do at 4:19 and 45 seconds, and just to kind of set yourself up for failure going into 2021 and 2022,
Do we get a name?
If
there's 12 sports, you get to choose six? And I get to choose six?
You can choose whatever sport you want. You can choose them all.
What if for basketball we didn't do it was like a 3-point shooting contest?
Like I said, whatever you like. Who was that sang that song? Was it T.I.?
Whatever you like.
I'm not even going to attempt to sing.
My man Ian,
we must have been talking about me dancing or something. They were asking me about it. I was like, man, that's only after I went to a tequila factory and I was down in Mexico. I can't get down like I used to.
All right, here's the deal.
But if you want to get down, I can get down in a Soul Train line if you want.
So I think I'll choose at least half the sports we do, and Jake can
choose
half.
He chooses half.
I'm not doing football tackling.
You want to run a 40?
I'll forfeit. I got to think about that.
We could do a 40.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you're in your 40s, man. I'm 30.
All right. We could do a 40. We could do field goal kicking.
We could do punt fielding. We gotta do kicking because we both suck at kicking.
I can't kick a field goal. I shake it every time. I remember when I was at the Texans and Chris Brown is a phenomenal athlete. You know, he was an All-State quarterback, and I know legit he could run. If he couldn't run a 4.5, he was low 4.6s. He was a phenomenal athlete, and I remember. Because it all started because I remember during training camp, somebody was like, hey, you know, isn't your day off? I'm like, nah, we ain't getting out to 10. Well, they was like, we seen Chris Brown at the grocery store. Well, kickers don't have to practice. I mean, they can't kick every day. So I remember ribbing him man, it can't be that hard to kick a ball, right? I mean, it can't be that hard.
Yeah.
Right? I've squatted. I can kick and everybody's played.
It's always the thought.
Right. Yo, I tried to kick a field goal and get – I mean, it was like a low-line drive, and I swear I thought my hamstring was going to come off of my back of my leg.
How long a kick was this?
Like 25 yards.
Did you see the Panthers the other day trying to kick?
Yeah, in Buffalo?
Yeah.
It was a P.J. Walker. He needed not do that because he's going to be starting this week.
Zane Gonzalez gets hurt in pregame.
Warm-ups.
Yeah, and they have five guys trying to do field goals and kickoffs.
In a windy Buffalo Stadium.
Yeah, it ain't good.
Remember that year Ndamukong Suh kicked a field goal for the Lions?
He missed an extra point. Jason Hansen got hurt, and Ndamukong Suh tried to kick an extra point. He shanked it right.
Chad Johnson for the Bengals tried one. He missed it.
Ndamukong Suh shanked the extra point right.
And he was a great soccer player.
Wasn't he a goalie?
280 or something, but still. You're coming down there as Ndamukong Suh is 6'4". Was he 280 in high school?
Something like that. Yeah, 280.
Yes.
Just taking up the whole goal.
Terrifying goal.
Yeah. Suh shanked it.
He did? Okay.
Yeah, I remember that. I watched because Jason.
Did Chad Johnson make his? Because I know he's another.
Wes Welker kicked field goals for the Dolphins before he went to the Patriots and made a 33-yarder and a couple extra points.
Doug Flutie did a
drop kick against the Dolphins, which they lost that game to the Dolphins. I remember that vividly. Thank you.
The Dolphins are famous for making the Wildcat the thing for six or seven games.
And you know what? We went to the playoffs after a 1-15 season.
Didn't they have Cadillac Williams and Ronnie Brown?
No, just Ronnie Brown. Cadillac was with the Rams or the Bucks.
He was with the Bucks.
I remember because it was the first game they broke it up was against the Patriots.
And they beat them 38-13, my friend. They rolled them. Domination.
Hated it.
Ronnie Brown still running today. Still running. And probably passing on you guys.
Probably.
Never forget.
Somebody just put in a picture of Andy Reid.
Yeah, do a pump pass and kick.
Pump pass kick.
That could be part of the Jay and Jake Olympics.
I need a couple week break after that.
It'll be one competition a month.
Yeah, because that kick and the field goal.
Yeah,
that scarred me. I was like, yeah. I was like, you know what? I got all the respect for kickers.
It hurts your hamstrings and your quads.
Yeah.
Did you try going toe or did you try to soccer style?
I tried to do both because, tried to do the Rick Dempsey, mm-hmm. you know, and that didn't work. That actually worked out a little bit better. But the soccer style,
No.
You better have your plant leg and everything right.
No, it is one of the most frustrating things. If you just think you're good at kicking, just go to the Cook Pavilion at UNL or any field out here.
Just try go to outside kick, and try
and
to kick.
It is demoralizing because you think, oh, this can't be that hard. Oh God, yeah, it's hard.
Well, wasn't it the Bears that had that competition outside the stadium the week after their kicker like shanked one and everybody was making fun of him? They had their fans out there and they're like, all right, here you go. It's the same distance. You try it. Nobody came anywhere close.
Well, that was because he went on like Oprah like after he missed the easy field goal to win the playoff game, right?
Yeah. It was a double Eagles, doink, I think.
Yeah. It was a little bit of bad luck.
Yep. Well, we'll get the J&J Olympics going, and you guys can submit your sports for us to do, or just competition ideas. But regardless, golf, tennis will be in there. Ping pong.
The most important to me is golf and tennis because that's going to just take your heart. Then everything else is just going to be downhill.
Oh, we can't play those first, then, or what?
Yeah. Well, that's how I want to start. I just want pure domination.
You
want to
start
of
off
you.
Down 2-0.
From the, I just want to dominate you as at your sports that you think you're good. These country club sports that you grew up with, you know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna dominate you at those, and then anything after that, badminton. Or you want to do rifle? You want to go down to the shooting range and do the draw or
stuff?
You want to do laser tag or whatever?
Laser
you want.
Tag. That'd be good.
Or you want to do paintball?
Ski ball.
Ski
there
ball,
we go.
Paintball. You want to bowl it? All that stuff is just secondary. I am going to destroy you in tennis and golf because those are your country club sports that you grew up with. Where are you from?
Beatrice.
Oh, exactly. And you know
what? What is that supposed to mean?
Okay, so I know that you grew up Beatrice probably on Beatrice good. Country Club,
I did
right?
not. I did not.
Well, that's where you're from.
I played that in high school. So, okay. That was our golf course. I didn't grow up there. I didn't live on the golf course, Jay.
Okay, so listen here. We're going to go to Beatrice Country Club.
Oh, yeah.
We're
going
to have them sponsor around. There, you're going to have your home field advantage, all your little buddies from Beatrice, right?
You'll be distraught.
The Beatrice buddies are going to be there.
Yeah, they'll be watching.
So they'll be there drinking and doing all that stuff. And I'm just going to come down there and just roll you.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Home field advantage.
And once the equalizer starts rolling in putts, it's just going to just take your heart. If I were you, I would start asking around in the streets because once you get a taste, it's over.
Jay, you got some wild fantasies, brother.
I'm just telling you, you're going to get the home field advantage on your course.
I'll play Firethorn, man. I'll play your course.
That's not where I play.
I'll play wherever you want to play. Hillcrest.
I want you to be comfortable
Pioneers.
As possible. No, listen here. I want you to be comfortable as possible in Beatrice, your hometown.
I want you to be as comfortable as
possible. Then we would have to go to like Minneapolis or something like that.
Okay, let's go to Minneapolis. You know. We're not going to your course.
We're not going to Minneapolis.
We're going to your course where I can kick your
butt. He would not
butt.
Last nine holes if I had my boys out there because you would not. There would not be any golf etiquette.
That was my thing. I was like, yes, beer, boys.
I don't right, need
beer. Would be hey, beers would be cracking during your putt. They would be falling right next to you. You'd be smelling all types of libations and different types of. Aroma.
I would embrace it, Jay. Bring
you would,
it on.
You would
embrace
be
all,
you
it.
Would think by the time you made the nine, the turn at nine, you would be thinking you're on hole 15 because the stuff that you would be smelling, you would just be in a different place.
I welcome it. Let's go to Minneapolis and play golf.
Let's go. Hey, listen here. We put the Laramie Tunsil gas mask on you, and you would not finish. We would tweet that out, and you wouldn't lose your draft stock there, but you definitely would be looking like him after he took that gas mask off. That's the type of stuff that it would be mental warfare.
Yeah.
You would be broken.
You would have different – we'd have different locker rooms. You'd go in there and try to use the water. Water would be turned off.
Think about how you'd be broken after I beat you in all that situation then.
No, I would only be broken if you ran me over at the goal line, if you caught a pass on me, or you did something in a true athletic that I have grown up doing. So that'd be basketball and football. We know that won't happen. You don't have it here. So then now when we go and play your little country club sports that you grew up down there in Beatrice.
We're going to play in Minneapolis, though. Not going to Beatrice.
No,
we're not going to Minneapolis. We're going to Beatrice.
No, I'm not playing on my
course. Yes,
my
we are.
No,
yes.
No. Neutral site golf course or Jay's golf course.
Okay. Well,
fine, we'll do neutral site.
Yeah, Jake, you can do whatever you
Listen,
want.
Listen, this is my sport.
I've never met somebody that wants to sign up for a butt kicking as quick as you.
That's supposed to be the
Christmas spirit, so I guess I'm just Black Santa. I'm Black Santa.
Yeah, Black Santa over here.
I'm not Bad Santa. I'm Black Santa. So next time I'm on here, I guess in 2022, I'm gonna show up with a Santa hat.
People want us to sell tickets to the golf challenge and donate the proceeds to charity.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be made for what is it? What are you guys on? What is it, Facebook, Twitch,
and YouTube?
Everything I've heard.
Yep.
All right. No, got the gamer over there, so you can sell some Twitch tickets, right?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. What games do you play?
All of them. Call of Duty, 2K, Madden, anything.
You still game and you got two kids, but when we say you need to be in here hanging with us, you say I got to go home and take care of the kids.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
But so gaming is before this.
I am gaming from like 10 to midnight. I got 2 hours.
At night.
Yeah.
You want to have gaming be
part
of it?
I wait till the kids fall asleep.
I have all the ideas of like, okay, I'm going to start. You know, I used to play Madden and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got time for that. We both suck
at video games, and it'll be good to watch that colossal
disaster.
I would love to see you choose
the Dolphins and you choose the Bills and see that Madden gameplay.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to win that one for sure. Bill's going down.
Just okay.
All right.
Wait, I think Mark has just said that we have got to go to break.
We are going.
Mark sphincter muscle was tighted up yesterday. He said we need to go to break. So we got to be on point.
We are going
to. You know he's reporting to DP.
I know.
Every day he's like, Jay has been going over and is out of control. And now you're in here.
Well, I'm always out of control because I'm always angry, right, Jay? Yeah. That's
well,
what
you're
I am.
Just hype man negative.
We'll go to break and whatever we talk about. Next, we'll do that on Old School.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.